But in those places where, like, again, Hebrews chapter 1, and quoting Old Testament in the New.
I don't have a problem with that.
Capital G, capital G.
Right. That's the Davidic king. If you check out any comment, any modern commentary, they'll tell you.
So the Davidic king is the God. He's God. He's Theos.
All right. Let me go back to the Psalm 45:7. In Psalm 45:7, you have a song to a Davidic king. It doesn't mention who it is. It may have been Solomon or whoever. He's getting married, and he's going to have children. And it says to him that he's mighty in battle and so on. And then it says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, addressing this Davidic king as God. And then it says, then God, your God, talking about the Father, being this Davidic king's God. The writer of Hebrews sees in this a type or maybe even a prophecy of Jesus, who is the ultimate Davidic king, the ultimate representation to us of God. And I have no problem with Hebrews 1:8 whatsoever. Jesus, in John chapter 10, he says that the judges were called God in the Old Testament, those to whom the word of God was received. There's clearly a secondary definition to the word God, as the BDB.
So you would equate Jesus with a Davidic, just a ruler, just an angel? I mean,
what do you mean, just a?
Yeah, they're just, you know, they're that's all they are, is just a. They're a finite being. They're not the Savior. They don't have any participation. Again, in the New Testament, giving full revelation even on the Old Testament, it's not just verse 8 that says, referring to the psalm that you just mentioned, he says, but about the Son. It's not referring to just some obscure king. It's referring to Jesus Christ.
No, I'm sorry. I think maybe I just misspoke there. I was saying that originally Psalm 45 was referring to a Davidic king. It wasn't originally referring to Jesus, because this king is getting married, and he's got children and everything else. This was then applied to Jesus later on. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work for both. It does, and I think any commentary on Psalm 45 will point that out.
See it as a prophecy, that it's not a matter of just applying it. That, like, somebody in the New Testament is just saying, well, we're going to use this as an application. He's using it as is, because the Scripture says, but about the Son, Jesus, he says, your throne, O God, capital G, will last forever. But down in verse 9, it's even broader than that. But you have love rights. Therefore, God, your God, capital G, God to God. There again is that concept of plurality.
Right. I agree with plurality. The Father is God, and then Jesus is called God there. I don't have a problem with that. It's a representation.
He's called God. He's God.
Well, Moses is called God. Abraham is called God. The judges of Israel are called God.
Look at the context. Bring it. Listen. We'll go on for hours. Bring up each one of those in context. Moses is not born of a virgin. He's not called the Emmanuel. None of those 300 prophets are referring to, you know, Bethlehem, the birth. None of those refer to Moses or Isaiah or any of those guys.